Have the hunters prevailed over the gardeners?
Be very, very quiet.
I'm Rick Pluta.
I'm Zoe Clark. This is It's Just Politics. We are talking here about economic gardening.
Governor Rick Snyder's election 7 years ago was supposed to represent the political triumph of economic gardening.
The idea that government doesn't offer big incentives to land big companies.
Sometimes known as hunting or picking winners and losers.
Instead, economic gardening works to create an overall environment that allows businesses and startups to grow organically.
The benefits are supposed to be, first of all, fairness to both small and large businesses, and that tax breaks and incentives are more across the board.
But there is a particular type of will that is required with economic gardening.
And that is a willingness to let big deals walk out the door.
And this is where it always seems gardening fails.
Because when big companies come along offering lots of jobs and paychecks, the political class feels a lot of pressure to do something to land these businesses.
Which is why we've seen the legislature recently move back into the incentives game. They've got an eye on big deals like Amazon's new H2Q headquarters, Foxconn Technology, and the new Mazda-Toyota partnership.
And every time there's a big deal dangling, there is a new war between the states, all competing to offer tax breaks and incentives so the companies will want to come to them.
And let's remember, though, that is money that would otherwise go to the state budget. Someone is going to pick up that cost.
What I would love to see would be for the governors to get together and sign a non-aggression pact saying we're all going to not do this.
Michigan State University economist Charlie Ballard there. He says states are letting big companies drive up the ante, and thus the cost of incentives.
As long as they don't have some kind of a mutual agreement, the companies, big companies, will continue forever to be able to play one state or one locality off against another.
But we've seen historically the pressure is just too great.
The economic prizes just too big to ignore.
For example, Republican Governor John Engler ran in 1990 against economic incentives. No more government picking winners and losers.
He stuck to that for 2 years.
In 1992, General Motors, in a big restructuring wave, pitted factory against factory and state against state. One of the winners in that competition, Arlington, Texas.
One of the losers, the Willow Run plant in Ypsilanti.
Engler famously declared no more Willow Runs, and Michigan was back in the incentive business.
His successor, Democratic Governor Jennifer Granholm, continued the game. She wasn't able to shake the state's reliance on incentives as Michigan weathered the Great Recession.
Incentives that Rick Snyder derided in his campaign for governor. But now he's embraced incentives in an effort to win deals like Amazon, Foxconn, the Mazda Toyota plant.
And there's another reality about incentives. It's not just game over once a state actually lands that big employer.
Because those companies, even after they set up shop in a state, they're still in the driver's seat.
Like during the Great Recession, Michigan actually ended up awarding incentives to companies that demanded them in order to just stay and avoid job layoffs.
Incentives that originally were supposed to encourage hiring. When the political class goes for deals that are too big to ignore, taxpayers should know those promised rewards don't come without risk.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.